Well, Massachusetts may have one of the largest drug lab scandals in the nation, but the state is not alone.
It's been almost a year since the Hinton Drug Lab in Jamaica Plain was closed and former chemist Annie Ducan was charged with falsifying drug tests.
WBUR's Deborah Becker has been covering this story in Bad Chemistry, WBUR's special on-air and online reporting on the state crime lab issue. Today, she examined how other states have handled similar scandals, specifically in Colorado and Texas. And she joins us now. Hi there, Deb.
Hello, Magna.
So Annie Ducan has been alleged to have tampered with tens of thousands of pieces of evidence. She's been criminally charged. And as a result of all of this, some 300 people have been released from prison here in Massachusetts. But you looked at Texas and Colorado. So what's happened in those two states?
Well, Colorado's lab problems are fairly recent. Earlier this month, the state released a report on an investigation of a lab, a crime lab, and a lab supervisor. The employees at that lab told state investigators that the supervisor, several things, but among them, that the supervisor was not properly training them, that the supervisor was pressuring them to testify and they weren't qualified to do so, and that there were evidence samples that were being left out and vulnerable to tampering. So the lab supervisor retired, and defense attorneys there are still working to try to identify the affected cases because it all happened relatively recently. They're also criticizing the state, by the way, for not telling them about this investigation into the lab until 3 months after the state got the results of the investigation.
Do we know the scale of what happened in Colorado?
The initial estimates right now from some of the defense attorneys are that about 1,000 cases might be affected there. So contrast that with Texas, of course, Massachusetts, but first Texas. In Texas, a lab worker was found to have mishandled evidence in about 4,000 cases. The state concluded that this worker was sloppy, not deliberately falsifying evidence, just a bad worker. So what's interesting to note here is the speed at which Texas handled this. In about 2 months, all cases were identified in Texas. The high court essentially ruled that 700 criminal convictions should be overturned because defendants were denied their rights because of questionable testing. And just as a brief reminder, here in Massachusetts, the first time that there was a question about the Hinton lab was actually in June of 2011 when they said that 90 samples might have been compromised. The Department of Public Health issued a statement then, said we investigated, this was a breach, everything is fine, district attorneys don't worry. Then, of course, a year later, we find out as the state police were taking over the Hinton lab, and that was part of a budget move, not for any other reason. The state police found bigger problems. The lab was closed, and Annie Ducan was criminally charged.
Right. So it took a long time in Massachusetts, whereas, as you said, in Texas, just about 2 months to really get the ball rolling in terms of what to do about their drug lab problem there. Why the faster timeline in Texas?
Well, I think, for one thing, it's much smaller in Texas. In Massachusetts, we're talking about a lab worker who was in her position for 9 years, a long history there, and we're talking about possibly 34,000 criminal cases. Potentially compromised. Another thing is labs have to be accredited in Texas. That is not the case in Colorado or in Massachusetts. So data is part of accreditation. They have to submit regular reports on their testing, on their workers' training, and all of those things. In Massachusetts, as part of our project, Bad Chemistry, that you mentioned, we tried, I'm going to say tried, mm-hmm. to analyze the database of cases that the Department of Public Health was giving out as cases that might be potentially compromised. And to be nice, the data are inconsistent. I mean, it's really, to be frank, a mess. There are all kinds of different numbers. There's no corresponding with docket numbers and drug certifications and defendants' names. So trying to identify exactly which case might be involved, I think, has been very problematic for everyone here. So it's taken investigators a lot longer to try to figure out the magnitude of this.
And as you were mentioning, even just the initial question of what cases did Annie Ducan work on? Okay,
right.
Well, that is eye-opening. But Deb, prosecutors and the courts have also been more aggressive in Massachusetts about trying to keep those convictions that were based on those questionable drug lab results, though, right?
That's right. And they more aggressive than in Texas, certainly. And some, most notably the American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts, that say that should not be done, that's a waste of money. We spoke with the legal director for the ACLU of Massachusetts, Matt Siegel, and he says, unlike in Massachusetts, where prosecutors are trying to retry many of these cases, in Texas, most of the tainted evidence has been essentially thrown out. Let's listen.
In Massachusetts, however, prosecutors are saying that when there is remaining drug evidence, that the defendant in that case should get no relief because it could be submitted to a new chemist to test it.
So the ACLU, Magna, is arguing that Massachusetts should not be spending any money retrying these cases because we're talking about potentially tainted evidence.
And what do state DAs say then?
Well, the district attorneys say that many of these cases involved other charges, not just drug charges, typically charges of violence. So they say in the initial review of the cases, if anyone was convicted on drug charges alone and Annie Ducan was the main chemist, those incarcerated were let go. Cases were dismissed. But they say they have to review each case to make sure that there aren't these other charges. In some cases, they say they have to be retried in the interest of public safety. This is Essex County District Attorney Jonathan Blodgett.
No district attorney in Massachusetts is going to have somebody spend one more day in jail in which there's a Ducan matter in which he was the primary chemist and the only charges were drug charges. I know in this office we've had about 50 cases in Superior Court in which we have not contested the motions that have been filed by defense attorneys. But most of the cases we have are not just drug cases involving Ducan, but other serious charges in which a defendant's incarcerated. And I believe it's my duty and obligation to review these cases one at a time to make sure we're making good decisions in terms of how we proceed and go forward with these cases. It's that important, I think, for public safety purposes.
And Magna, the State Supreme Judicial Court is also reviewing this and is scheduled to hear arguments in October.
Okay, so aside from the fact that there may be people currently incarcerated who might have been convicted or pleaded guilty as a result of tainted evidence, what other implications does the approach we're using here in Massachusetts have on this scandal?
Well, in a word, money. On several fronts, a lot of money. First of all, this brings into question forensic testing in general. And I think as more and more courts are relying on forensic testing on both sides, really, the states really have the obligation to give the resources up to make sure that their testing is sound if they're going to rely on it in the court system. Then you talk about just this scandal, the money to properly identify these cases. We've appointed an independent investigator. We also have a private attorney trying to identify these cases and then possibly re-prosecute these cases. Then we have the criminal investigation of Annie Ducan, who, by the way, is the only one of these three states, the only worker who is criminally charged. The other two were not criminally charged. We have the Inspector General doing an investigation, and that is expected in September. Now, the preliminary results from that investigation show that this could get even bigger, and we could eventually be talking about 190,000 potentially compromised criminal cases.
An astounding number. Mm. Well, WBUR's Deborah Becker has been reporting on the state drug lab scandal in a special on-air and online series called Bad Chemistry. Definitely worth taking a look at. The analysis that they're doing is pretty terrific. Go to WBUR.org for that. Deb Becker, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And stay with us. Coming up, we'll dive into a new study from the University of Massachusetts that suggests women don't often take the credit they deserve in the workplace. We'll ask why. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.